The first handwritten illuminated Bible to be commissioned in 500 years is now more than half complete. The Benedictine monks of St. John's University in Minnesota are the patrons of this new Bible, executed in the tradition of the great medieval Bibles, with quills, on vellum, and natural handmade inks and gold and silver leaf. The St. John's Bible also incorporates modern themes, images, and technologies of the 21st century, including strands of DNA. Now, 5 years ago, we spoke with calligrapher and artistic director Donald Jackson, who is one of the hands writing the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Gospels, Acts, and Psalms are now complete. So Donald Jackson joins us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure.
I find we need to explain the term illuminated Bible in this day and age.
Yeah. Well, it illuminates, brings light to it. Now, literally, you do that by the use of gold. I just walked around a preview of the show in Minneapolis, which is just opening at the weekend here. 60-70 cases of pages of writing and illuminated pages. And the illumination is literally the gold hits you from one end of the gallery to the other, and it just grabs light and pings it back at you. And it grabs light even when there's only a candle in the room.
Do you feel, has the Bible become a new text to you? Are there new revelations as you've dealt with the words day after day?
Absolutely. Particularly for me, I do a lot of the illumination and interpretive illustrations. Mm-hmm. By having to try to interpret a particular passage, you really do have to get under the skin of it. So the way I do it is I read it, reread it, and take the story of the vision where Ezekiel is taken in hand with this figure, with a measuring rod, a measuring stick, and taken around a vision of the new temple at Jerusalem. Now, if you try and read that story, it doesn't actually make literal sense. What's brilliant is it talks about 2 and 2 makes 4, you go 5 paces this way, or cubits that way, x cubits that. Add that together, you can't make a picture of the temple, because it keeps leaving you in gaps. So what you find yourself doing is, what is this all about? And I find myself following a golden line from one point to the other point to the other point, and I suddenly realized I was creating a maze, a labyrinth, in which you intentionally get lost. And what you lose is this 2 and 2 makes 4 world that we're all living in, and you make space for the Spirit to enter it. And before long, you end up smack in the center of the Holy of Holies. It's all in the text. It takes you around, and you're standing in the Holy of Holies. You've walked there along this golden line. So I've taken a beautiful gold line and imposed it on a rainbow-filled temple. And I suddenly realize this text is not about literally this much, measuring that much, adding up to X much. It's saying this is your path to God. You walk this path and you end up in the hands of God. And the creature lifts you up and brings you back right out to the gate and shows you this wonderful world that we're living in, with a teeming fish in the river, with wonderful trees all around. So I find that what you said, does it give me more insights? Yes, it gives me an insight that if I read into this and make space, it is relevant.
Mr. Jackson, there's some people who quite sensitive about updating anything in the Bible.
Well, you know, you're quite right. I mean, people bring to everything themselves. I study the Bible. I study the art of the Bible, going right back to the very first scratchings on papyrus, you know, of the text of the Bible, to the very first decorations in the 5th and 4th centuries, where you had the Greek, what we would now think of as Greek Orthodox, or the Eastern Church, icons and paintings. They had traditional images. Traditional? Well, they changed. They've changed and changed and changed again. What people wore. I mean, they put people in modern dress in the Middle Ages. Why should I put people in Middle Ages dress now? You know, they didn't try to make them look old. they made them for their own time. So you can't stop or freeze frame your own personal concept of what should be a Bible image, because it's never been still. It's always moved.
Mr. Jackson, thank you so much.
Well, that's good and nice talking to you.
Donald Jackson is the calligrapher and artistic director of the St. John's Bible, speaking with us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Pages from the first five books, as well as Gospels, Acts, and Psalms, go on display this weekend at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. But you can see some images on our website, npr.org.